In popular Western culture, a whole lot of time is spent thinking about love. Maybe too much time. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. That addiction can look very different depending on your background and family expectations. And we're going to hear about a new documentary that explores what happens when everybody around you gets involved in your love life. It's called Meet the Patels. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates from our Code Switch team fills us in.
Actor Ravi Patel co-directed Meet the Patels, so it's not a surprise he's directing when refreshments will be consumed in his sunny kitchen a few blocks from Venice Beach. He's pushing a plate of flaky Indian vegetable pastries toward me.
I want to make sure that you are eating samosas because they're best.
You are your mother's child.
They're best when they're warm and you haven't touched it yet.
Ravi and his sister Geeta are happy with the movie they've made, but Meet the Patels was inspired by an unhappy event. Ravi was almost 30 when he broke up with his girlfriend he'd been with for 2 years. He loved her, but she wasn't Indian, and he was worried his parents would be heartbroken, so he kept her a secret. That had its own tension, and Ravi's relationship went kaput 2 weeks before his family took their annual month-long trip to India.
As the movie starts, I'd just gone through this breakup with a white girl that I never told my parents about, and here we set off on this family trip, and I'm going through this eat, pray, love phase with my parents, like, in my face.
In the film, Ravi mimics his onboard grilling.
Raja, you're killing us. Do you want us to die without the grandchildren?
You know, Champa, I don't even think he wants to get married.
Geeta was sitting next to Ravi on the plane. She's a documentary filmmaker. His despair was too delectable to ignore, and instinct just kicked in.
So I put the camera on him because I'm like, you know, I'm a sister. You're just like, my brother is really hilariously suffering right now. Let's film it.
The result is a documentary that relentlessly follows Ravi's quest to find a woman both he and his parents could love. The process takes him around town and across country, out of the country, and even to a convention of hundreds of young Patels in Baltimore, where they briefly eyeball each other and exchange personal resumes called biodatas. Think speed dating with an eye to matrimony.
Hey, I'm Ravi.
Patel is one of the most common names in central India. These conventions are held so single Indian American Patels, often with parents or adult relatives in tow, can meet dates that might eventually turn into mates. Ravi and Geeta say these are modern versions of the arrangements that worked for their older relatives who didn't grow up in a love-at-first-sight culture.
From their model of marriage, it's commitment and compatibility that come first, and based on those things, you create love.
These are the happiest relationships we know. These are our models for love.
And the model they most look up to is their parents. In the film, Vasant Patel reminds his kids his marriage was arranged too.
Does that mean you think that works for me as well?
Absolutely. If you ask me, 100% I believe 100%. On the bottom of the heart.
Small and energetic and oozing goodwill, the elder Patel has become something of a star on the film festival circuit where he's often asked for love advice.
Happy anniversary!
As the Patels celebrate their 35th anniversary at home, Champa tells her children what drew her to their father.
But let me tell you, when I talk to him, we only talk maybe 10 minutes. And he made me laugh like crazy.
It's clear they still enjoy each other's company. Geeta Patel says she and Ravi wanted to go beyond the stereotype she thinks Americans usually see of arranged Indian marriages. She believes their film challenges the popular image of arranged unions that are practical and dry.
I think what we both wanted in this film was to humanize the truth, which is we think our parents are very much in love and it's a pretty amazing system. And, you know, even though we don't want to do it exactly the way they do it, there's some magic there.
The search for that magic transcends racial and cultural differences. If you want to see whether Ravi found his own magic, you'll need to go meet the Patels at your local theater. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.